Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are just so excited that you have taken the time out of your schedule to join us this evening. Well, look, we are in the second episode of A Fresh Biblical Start to Planting and Savings, and we also have sitting here with us to help facilitate this conversation is Sister Mary Ann Williams, also known around here at the table as Mama. So, Mama, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing fine this evening, and I must say good evening to my PRF family, and it's just a joy to be sitting at the table with you all. So we're just going to enjoy the show.
That's right. And let me just tell you, last week was something, because what we were talking about last week was just really just trying to give a little bit of some foundation, a little bit just to get you going. Just enough, Mama. We just wanted to give them just a little taste of what they expect from the rest of the shows. And I'm going to tell you something. If you have not listened to that show, all you need to do to go back and listen to it is to go to blogtalkradio.com/PRF table, and you'll be able to see all of our past episodes, not just from last week, but all of them. You can also go to our website, which is prfministry.org. prfministry.org. And so with that, let us go ahead and get into tonight's episode. Tonight's episode on here at PRF Table is practical strategies. And what we found out, Mama, is this. We talked about in several shows. We talked about planning, but we're going to be talking about planning for a good while right now. That's just what I'm feeling in my spirit, maybe this month, definitely this month, and maybe next month as well. But, you know, there's something to be said about planning, and we want to look at planning as a positive thing, not as a negative thing. We're going to address some practical strategies because we know that there are a lot of people, and I say we know a lot of people. We know that there are a lot of people that are not saving. We know a lot of people are not planning for their future. And I think I may have said this. I know I've said this from the pulpit plenty of times and in plenty of other learning sessions is, as ministers particularly, we do a real good job at communicating to folks that it's important to make sure that you're planning for your future. And the future that usually comes from those of us who are ministers and of a religious leadership position, we're saying, look, we need to make sure, if we're talking about from a Christian perspective, you need to make sure that you're saved. You need to make sure that you are clear about your salvation. You need to make sure that you know without a shadow of a doubt where you're going to spend eternity. Now, however, Mama.
Yes.
One of the things that sometimes is missed is the practical. And I'm going to be honest with you, if no other minister we'll be honest, and we know Adia is with us, so we'll bring her into the conversation as well. If you don't apply the practical with the spiritual, I'm going to question how much of an understanding you really have about the spiritual. Let me say that again. If you don't apply the practical along with the spiritual, it's not either or, it's both and, then I'm going to question how much you understand really about the spiritual, because there's so many things that are happening in people's lives, and so many people are praying about things and praying for God to break through and praying for God to help them in this financial situation and that financial situation. But yet what you hear less about is the practical. And so that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be talking strictly about the practical, not leaving the spiritual aside. I mean, look, if this is your first time at the table, you probably just need to get to know us. You know, we're going to deal with the practical, but it's always about the spiritual. But just take it in stride. Take the different things that we're going to be presenting to you today, because, you know, we really want people to live life and live life more abundantly. And if we can help you do that by putting into practice that practical piece that often gets missed, then we think that you're going to be able to get there with God's help. And so with that, I believe that we have Adia Sanders, one of the other hosts of the show, that she has taken her seat at the table. Adia, are you with us this evening? All right, we'll come back. Something's going to be said, and she's going to come up, and she's going to come up and speak to us pretty soon. We're sure of that. So listen, let me tell you where I really wanted us to start with tonight. I wanted us to start just with the thoughts, if you will. Nobody really knows what you have saved up unless you tell them, right? I don't know what you have in a bank, mama. You don't know what I have in a bank. But when situations occur, you don't have to tell them how much you have in the bank, what you have saved up over here or over there, because it's going to be based upon how you react and how you respond. So, for example, somebody may have had a flat tire today. Matter of fact, when I was leaving a place today, there was a car next to me that their back rear right side tire was flat. I called a certain person and said, hey, is anybody in your office driving this blue particular car? They said no, so I don't know who it was. But here's the reality. The reality is, if that person who has that flat tire, one, does not have a spare in the back of their car, or let's say they don't have a spare that is a good spare, or let's say they only have the donut and they were getting ready to, after they left that office building where their car now has a flat, let's say they were on their way on a journey down to Florida or up to Atlanta. Let's say that was the case. The fact of how they prepared is going to come out at that particular time. Now, let's say they have certain things like AAA. Let's say they had some money saved up in a savings account, or their bank account, checking account, was not on zero. Then they have something that's going to allow them to respond versus react. Where's the difference? Sometimes our reactions get us in trouble. A reaction could be this: why is this always happening to me? A reaction could be, if it's not one thing, it's another. A reaction can be, how much more is going to happen to me? A reaction can be, I can't catch a break. But a response will say, doggone it, it's going to slow me down a little bit. Thank God I have that money in the bank. A response is going to be, well, let me call my daughter and tell her I'm going to be a little bit late picking her up for school. Let me go ahead and make that call to the AAA because I have that insurance. I've planned not for this particular instance, but for an instance like this that occurs. I hope that's making sense to everybody. Yeah. And so what we want everybody to do is to be in a position to be able to respond. But the only way we can get you into that position is if you put some things in place. And if you're willing to put some things in place, when certain situations come up, everything doesn't get exposed. Let me go here as well. For the ones who don't want to plan, who don't want to save, then one of the things that is bound to happen is, if a situation comes up, then everybody's going to know that you don't have your house in order. And sometimes by people knowing that you don't have your house in order, then that causes other reactions. It causes reactions of shame. It causes reactions of guilt. And so we don't want all of those things, because what happens, Mama, is the enemy uses those things to keep God's people in bondage. And so, again, what we're talking about tonight is a fresh biblical start. So, look, let's do like we did last week. Let's go into a place in the Bible that has a very and gives a very good understanding about planning. And let's just ask a couple of questions. And so if you're listening, all you have to do is press one on your phone. If you're listening by telephone, we'll see you light up on the switchboard and we will bring you into the conversation. We want you to be a part of this conversation that we're having, not just tonight, but every night that we have this show every Thursday. And so I'm going to start somewhere, Mama. And before I start, did you have any just initial comments or initial thoughts that you wanted to bring? If not, we can keep on going.
Okay, you can keep on going.
Okay. So
thank you.
I think what I want us to do tonight is to look at two scriptures and just to talk about it. The first scripture comes out of Proverbs chapter 6. And I think we're going to start at verse 6.
Okay.
And let's go from 6 to 8. And in Proverbs 6, verse 6 through 8, it says, "Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones." And I'm glad that, and I'm going to just stop there. There is a period at the end of lazy bones, you lazy people, right? But what I'm glad is, it doesn't stop there, right? It doesn't stop there. It calls it what it is, but it doesn't stop there. The next part of that verse says, "Learn from their ways and become wise." So what are we talking about? Or what is wisdom teaching us here? Just from that, you may be lazy, but if you learn from their ways, then you can become wise. So what that does is that speaks to the ability that we have, even when we haven't been doing it the right way, even if we have never saved before, even if we've saved and had to do, like I know, you had to use that money for something else and pull that money out of savings to take care of something that needed to be taken care of, and then been back at you and feel like, oh, my goodness, here I am back again at that spot. No, you know what I would say? If you had it, and it was a foreign emergency, and an emergency happens, you should just be saying hallelujah. Mm. The alternative could have been you had an emergency and you didn't have it. So for God and all of his infinite wisdom and all of his grace to be able to have something set aside for when certain situations come up, not all negative situations. They don't always have to be negative situations. So let's go ahead and kill that momentum right now. Just certain situations come up in our lives.
Yes.
Then we can respond accordingly, right?
Yes.
So then, again, okay, look, take a lesson from the ants, right? Then in verse 7 it says, "Though they have no prince or no governor or no ruler to make them work, they labor," verse 8, "they labor hard all summer gathering food for the winter." This may be another one of these short shows tonight, Mama, because I'm going to say what I got to say and we're going to go. I'm off the air, I promise you. Because sometimes you don't need to labor certain points. You just need to say it and be done with it. So look,
here's
the thing. With these ants, the text is already showing us that ants are wise. So the question is, why are they wise? Well, it gives us the reason why they're wise. First of all, they don't have no prince, no governor, no ruler. There's nobody making them work. It doesn't say that there's nobody in charge. It doesn't say that there's not a queen ant anywhere. It says they have no ruler, governor, right, or prince making them work. See, it's the difference when you have somebody that's over you versus having somebody in you that's making you work. So let's just think about Christ in this whole situation. And I love some of us for somebody else to join in this conversation. Christ is over us. How many people say, oh, get up and speak in church or some other, "I like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ who is the head of my life." Okay, well, he's the head of your life. Let me tell you something. There's some things that Christ wants us to do. And one of those things is saving. One of those things is planning, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Even him being the head of our life, what Christ is not going to do, super Christian, is Christ is not going to make you plan. What Christ is not going to do, super Christian, Christ is not going to make you put money into a savings account. So that speaks to this whole notion of why an ant is wise, because nobody's making them do it. They see that there is a need to doing it, but how did – this is the question I want everybody to think about when you think about the ant. How do the ants know to do what they're doing? Because they saw somebody else doing it. I just want to believe if you've looked at ants, right, if you had an ant hill in your yard, and you put something out there or something is dropped on, I don't know who started, right? You never can find who started the trail. But what I do know is when I see a row of them going to do, it's a bunch of them jokers. Because they're going towards that thing which they know is going to be a benefit to them. This is me thinking ant-like, right? There has to be a benefit. For me going to that as if I'm an ant, maybe it's for nourishment. Maybe it's to do what's being talked about in Proverbs chapter 6, which is laboring during the summer so that there is something stored up for the winter. You see, what we have to do when we deal with scriptures like this, Mama, is we have to be willing to break this thing down so people can understand it. That's why it's so important for those of us who God has called to teach, that you teach in a way where people can understand what the heck you're talking about, not just reading them scriptures saying, here's what God says in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. Now go ye therefore, plan and save. No, it ain't worked before. It ain't working now. You know how I know? Because of how many people have not taken it to heart. They labor hard all summer. So let's break this thing down. They labor hard all summer so that they gather food for the winter. The reality is there is going to be a time where you're not going to be able to go out and gather. So then the question is, what the heck are you going to do in the winter? We're not condemning anybody. What we're saying is if you don't do it, while there's a season for it to be done, then what are you going to do when that season is up and another season comes? And see, here's the thing about the winter. It was nothing wrong with the wintertime, Mama.
Yes.
The winter is just another season. But it's a season that affects the ant's environment. It affects it so that they're trying to keep warm in the winter, so they ain't got time to be trying to keep warm and find food.
Yes.
Y'all going to have me preach this in about 2 weeks, I promise you.
That's good.
So why not, and this is the thing for everybody who's listening, why not just say, okay, you know what? I'm not saving any money right now. I know I'm not putting in a 401k, whether they're matching it or not. I know I'm not invested in my thrift savings plan. I know I'm – okay, so now that you've acknowledged that you're not doing that thing, that you're not saving in that particular manner, I know that I don't have anything in an emergency fund. I know I don't even got a savings account. Okay, acknowledge it. Now, once you acknowledge it, let's move on. See, I remember telling somebody one time before in a certain situation, once you just go ahead and acknowledge that thing, when the enemy try to bring it up, just tell them to go to hell. That's all you got to do. I would not advise a young person saying that, but I'm just saying. So you got to put the devil back in his place. So every time the enemy says, well, why are you saving $10 a month? Because it's $10 more than I was saving last time. So you got anything else? Well, you ain't been saving. You 50 years old and you now just starting to save? Yeah, I think I know how old I am. I think you probably know it too. You got anything else you need to say? Because I got stuff to do, right? I mean, we got to learn how to be able to just put the devil in this place. May not stop, He may not the enemy may not cease and desist from trying to sneak those things back into your life, but just do like a good baseball player. Just swing the bat and hit a home run. And if you can't hit a home run, hit it so you can get on first base.
Amen.
And then wait for the next batter to come up to advance you, Holy Spirit, to advance you from first base to second base. It's not about knocking this thing out the park when we're talking about planning and saving. See, you'll go sit down with a financial planner that will say, you know what, in order to retire, since you haven't put away money, and this is how much money you have coming in, and here's the debts that you have, so you're going to need to put away $2,000 a month to be able to get X millions of dollars so you can retire comfortably. Really? Okay, the reality is, what happens, what do you say next to the person that says, you know what? Look, man, you got my information. Ain't no way in the world I got $2,000 I could put up. So then it's easy to have that defeated mindset to be able to say, well, you don't need me trying because, shoot, I'm going to be working all my life. The devil's a lie. Why? God ain't said that. And if I need to go here just for a moment, I'll jump in and jump back out. Retirement ain't a biblical concept anyway. Now I digress. So when we look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 through 8, focus on that piece that they work hard all summer gathering for the winter. And let God speak to your heart. I'm telling you, let God speak to your heart. If you do the work, then you'll have. See, here's what it says, and here's a whole nother. It says, and if you're looking in your Bible, I don't think anybody's Bible in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, nobody's Bible says take a lesson from the ant, singular. Ant is a singular word. Ants is plural. My Bible and every other translation that I've read says ants with an S on it. And then when it talks about the prince and the ruler and the governor, all of the terminology, all of the language is plural. They have no prince. Nobody makes them work. They labor hard all summer, gathering for the winter. So here's what I'll throw out there to us. Do you see that this thing is not an individual sport? See, somehow it has gotten into some people's minds, a whole lot of folks, if you ask me from my experience, that this is all about what you do. No, this thing ain't about what you do. This thing is about what we do. See, if we gather, right, if we go out there and we are gathering in the summer, if we do that, then we'll have in the winter. And if somebody's not fortunate to have in the winter, it's not because they didn't go out to gather. It's because of some other situation. But then we're going to have the mind of Christ, because Christ said, when I was hungry, you fed me. So we're not going to allow somebody to be eating out of freaking trash cans because we don't have anything to help them. Can I go here and get on the soapbox? And, Mama, you can take it from there. It's the same thing. What is the reason, if we want to talk about tithes, and oh, my goodness, I don't want to go there now, but I've got to. But if we're going to talk about tithes and we're going to say bring the tithes into the storehouse, if you looked at what a picture of a storehouse looks like, it doesn't look like a church. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at what a storehouse looks like, it is those grains, it's those things that have been stored up so that they are available for the people. How is that any different from what we're learning from the wisdom of Proverbs? Think about it. They all go out there and they labor in the summertime. Let me try to get you to think like an ant for a minute, y'all. Do you think with your big brain, because the ant has a whole lot smaller brain than we do as humans, do you think that ants are fighting over what they bring back? Do you think they're living in individual little ant holes? Or are they bringing it back to the one place where all of them reside? Can we say community?
Yes.
Do you think that they are actually inside of the molehill or the anthill or the dirt pile in your front yard, dividing up just for them as individuals? Or do you think they're bringing it all back so they can be, so it can be stored up so everybody has an opportunity to partake of it? I knew I was going to record with the deer. She held her peace for as long as she could, and so I'm just going to drop the mic right there, and I'm going to give the mic to Adia so I can get some water because I know it's about to go down. Adia, what's going on?
Well, first of all, good evening, everyone. I do apologize, but what I have heard so far, and I've been on the call a little bit after 6, but what I've heard so far has just been really refreshing, and I don't know if people are – if they haven't heard what you said, I'd just like to give them one word, teamwork.
There we go.
Teamwork is what you're saying. And it's so funny because you're talking about, you know, if I can just talk to you about an ant. I remember as a kid literally, like, looking at ants and how they used to, like, I don't know, used to, like, follow the ant line. Like, you have, like, a whole bunch of ants. And you're just like, what in the world? And sometimes you would see, like, a dead insect. And you would see those ants getting together, and there would be several of them. And I used to watch them as a kid pick up that big, huge bug and carry it together. It wasn't just – and it may have been – I remember several instances where there was one ant that was trying to drag that big old insect that was probably 1,000 times its size and weight. And then you would begin to see other ants coming over and helping him. And not one time, I promise you, if you watch an ant, not one time did I see those ants fighting with one another, wanting them to get the insect. I always saw them working together. So teamwork is what God is about. He is about teamwork. The other thing that I wanted to say, and I love watching ants. They're actually, like, really amazing. If you get the chance, watch the documentary on ants. I'm pretty sure they have some coming out this year. But also the other thing that when you talked about about summer, Nate, was you got to know your season. Know the season that you are in. And a lot of times, you know, we are doing one thing but not the other. And so the ant knows the season that they need to start gathering the food together for the wintertime. And so if the ant is gathering in the wintertime, in the summertime, in preparation for the wintertime, then what am I doing? Am I doing what is necessary, you know, when it comes to planning and saving? Do I have a plan that I can execute? And even if that plan is for 6 months down the line, but I got to know the season that I'm in. And so if I start planning when there's no harvest, then somebody's going hungry. If I plan during the wrong season, then I am out of order. Somebody that I could potentially be a blessing to, I am not going to be able to be a blessing, or my resources are going to be limited. So if an ant waits until the winter to try to catch insects that are already dead, there are none there. So the ant will go hungry. They cannot help one another as they are underground living, waiting for the warm weather to come. So you got to stay in your season, but you got to first know your season. So when you're planning, know the season that you're in. If you are in a season of saving, then that's what you have to do. And you got to know when you're saving and how you're trying to save and what are your goals for saving. And the last one is that, you know, a lot of times I have heard this. I'm going to use the beat down scripture, Nate, to help me help somebody help me again. So the beat down scripture, I don't know where it is, but I'm going to find it and probably get it to you before the show is over. But it says we're 2 or 3. Or gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst. And I have heard that scripture since I was a kid. Oh, we're 2 or 3. That's teamwork. God, if he wanted us to do it by ourselves, then he tell us to do it by ourselves. But 2 or 3 is you got a battle buddy, or we got a group. So 2 or 3. He says that you have to be in his name. What's that name? It's in the name of Jesus. So in Jesus' name, he said he'll be in the midst. So when you're doing your plan, just like we talked about on last Thursday, if you are doing your plan and if God is not in it, then you already know that he's not in the midst. It's impossible. So you can call on him, and I'm not telling you not to, but call on him so he can tell you what to do with your plan and how to get back on course. Because if you want there to be, if you want God to be in the midst, you're going to need somebody else with you, two or three, in his name. He says, I will be in the midst, right where you are at that very moment. I'll be in the midst. And so I have to believe that God is in the midst with the ants because they got a plan, y'all. They are planning. So he is in the midst with them. Y'all might not want to look that way, but they have a plan. And there's two or three or a whole bunch of ants that come together to say, hey, y'all, it is time to start saving. It's time. It's time. And so they're going out, and they're in search of what it is that they need, not what they want, but in search of what they need that is going to allow them to survive the harsh winters. And so winter is another season in our lives. And so we don't recognize the winter seasons that we're in. If you're in the winter season during the time of harvesting, then you're going to have to relook your plan. Adia is going to have to relook her plan. And so I think that Proverbs is a phenomenal book of the Bible that has so much wisdom that tells us everything that we, need to know when it comes to saving and when it comes to godly wisdom and bringing in other people in our plans. But what I heard you say, Nate, on tonight was teamwork. We can do it better together. But in a team, there is no I. There is a we. It is plural. It is plural. It's more than one. And so don't do it by yourself. If it were meant for you to do it by yourself, I promise you God would have never given Adam a help. He would have never given him Eve. And so it's meant for us to be in fellowship and working together with one another as a team so that we can get there in half the time. So those are just my comments for tonight. I've enjoyed, everything that I've heard. I've been blessed. And I like what you said. We deal with a God of plurality. He's not a singular God. He's a God of plurality. I don't know if that's a word, but more than one, that's the kind of God that we serve. He doesn't just give us a blessing. He gives us blessings. He said it'll come out of a window. But he said he's going to pour out blessings out that one window. I just thank God for tonight and just for everything that you said and all of the seeds that you planted in our lives about how important it is for us to have a plan to save so that we can help another generation that may not receive that information.
Amen.
Good. So, Aunt Mary, what you got?
It's okay.
I'm pretty sure he ain't resting.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at Proverbs 6, 9, 10, and 11.
Well, hold on. Don't go there yet, Mama. Don't go there yet. Oh. We're going to flush 6 through 8 before we go to 9 through 11. Here's another thing about these verses from 6 through 8. Let's not move away too fast because we got plenty of time. We got every Thursday from now until Jesus comes back.
All right.
I'm just thinking about the season. Remember, we're talking about practical strategies, right? Mm-hmm. And so we didn't even say it. We didn't even converse on it. But the first practical strategy is doing it together. See, I know we – and see, Adia, you just came out the gate. That's why I said, let me just go ahead and give me some glass of water, drink this little bottle of Nestle water I'm drinking right now. It's doing it together. That's the first practical strategy. If you get it into your mind that planning and saving is something that we can do together – versus the mindset of the world that we live in and some of the church worlds that we live in that is about if you do this, if you do that, if you do this. You know what? The only thing but one doggone thing I need to do by myself that nobody else can do, and that's accept Christ. Everything else, we should be able to do it. When it comes to raising my children, we should be able to do that. Right? When it comes to living, we should be able to do that. So there's all this individual stuff, it goes out the window. If the ants can be productive, being so small and brains so small, so much smaller than us, you can't tell me the jokers that's creating things for people to fly from Earth to Mars can't change a mindset to be more communal. So that's the first strategy, number one, and just keep it in your mind, y'all. It's about us doing it together. And so think about this with the let's make it practical. See, in the D, I like how you push me into it. I wasn't going to go here, but I guess I am now because I think that's where the Spirit's leading. We read the Word of God, and we see things like working hard all summer so we can have in the winter. Sometimes people can't grasp what that's really saying. For the ant, it's because there's a certain time period that certain things happen that ain't going to happen no other time. I know I'm just, running parallel to what Adia was saying in some respects, but this is what I thought about. When was the last time you had a family gathering in Philly or New Haven, Connecticut, in December at Fairmount Park, for example? Right? You ain't going to get out there with your family. You ain't planning no family reunion for New Haven, Connecticut in December when you're going to be outside on Golf Street. You ain't just going to do it. Nobody's going to be Big Mama and them outside in the pool at a park in New Haven, Connecticut in December. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do it. It ain't got – you're not going to do it because it doesn't make sense. So here's what I think I want people to take from this. Don't look at the seasons, because we know we got more than two seasons. Think about it. This is only talking about summer and winter, but we also got spring. So how do we relate that, right? How do we relate that understanding of the concept of the seasons? We talked about this a little bit when we were talking about sowing and reaping. How do we understand that and make the proper preparations for the season that's not mentioned right here, right? The ant is not the only creature that has the plan at a certain time period. We have to plan at different time periods because we have certain things that will be unexpected that we don't even know about. At least the ant knows, you know what? I live down here in Mississippi. Brr, it's starting to get a little chilly. It must be getting time for fall. Brr, it must be getting closer to the winter. Then some signs that come up that help the ant to know that it's time for them to get out there and to work. Okay? So let's make it practical. Hope y'all writing some of this down. Let's make it practical. What are some times, Adia, that we know it's going to come up, that we know we're going to need money for if you have children? School. You know as a parent that school is coming at every year around August or September. September up north for us, where we grew up, Adia, but down in the south it's like August. We know that time is coming up. So we know there's going to be new school clothes that may be needed. Because last time you wore those jeans, last time you wore that sweater was when? 9 months ago, back in January, February, March. So you know for a reality, when you're dealing with children, children grow. So I remember growing up how Mama used to have to, I guess I kind of didn't realize it back then, but as I became a parent and had to watch dollars, I understood. Well, you know what? You may not get school clothes at the end of August, But we may have to wait until sometime around the middle of September when things go on sale after Labor Day. After everybody else has spent their money at those inflated prices that look like they're on sale, but they're really not on sale. Because what they got to do is kind of liquidate stuff to make room on the shelf. Because what they're doing, they're printing your money, and you don't even realize it. They put stuff on sale. I ain't mad at them. I ain't knocking nobody's hustle in this business. But they have to plan what they're going to put on the shelves 2 weeks afterwards. So they got to put some stuff on sale for that next season. So if all these entities, if all of these creatures are doing these type of things, it only makes sense that God's people do the same. And we should be masters at it. I ain't going to, again, no condemnation. We should be the masters at planning. We should be the S3s all the time, Adia. Yeah, it should be believers should be the S3s in this brigade. Believers should be the S3s in this battalion. Because we the ones that should be doing the planning. We the ones that, and when you think about season, let's expand this thing about the ant. And, Mama, I'm going to let you just go ahead and run into 9 and 11. I'll be done, I think. I mean, I ain't even had
anything.
But check this out. Do you really think that the ants were not eating in the spring? Do you think that the ant was not eating in the fall? See, think about it. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Summer and winter skip over a season. So you have to think about it. Think about this is wisdom literature. Wisdom literature, you think about wisdom literature, you just don't take it and run with it. Oh, they come on, man. Let you try it. And I don't know too many jokers that can get out here and just work in the summer and be good all winter and don't have to do nothing in the fall and nothing in the spring. So let us not be ignorant and understand what God is trying to communicate to. That's just one example. So what do you do during the other seasons? Maybe there's another creature out there that is their job to go out in the spring. See, you don't see anything in this scripture that talks about the food that the ant eats even in the summertime. This scripture is only talking about gathering right now so that you have it in the summertime, I mean in the winter. So let me press this here. Do you think it's even possible that when the ants work, they work so hard to have it for right now and in the wintertime?
Definitely.
Them jokers to starve in the fall. They ain't about to starve in the fall so that they can have it in the winter. That don't even make sense. So this thing about planning is a constant state of evolution.
Okay.
We're not speaking over periods. It's constant. If you're getting paid every paycheck, save every paycheck. You're going to pay a bill every paycheck, hopefully, if you have them. But there has to be a community of people that understand this concept. If the community understands this concept, then we don't have to worry about who goes up in the White House. I could care less who becomes president. Yeah, and I said it. I don't care. Trump could become president for all I care. Because at the end of the day, Trump is not who I'm serving. I'm serving God.
Amen. Amen.
Even the children of Israel in bondage in Egypt still ate every day.
Right.
They worked hard. Don't get me wrong. They worked hard. Good Lord, they worked hard. But they still ate every day. Okay, Mama, I'm done for the night. So we're gonna sit back.
Wow. Well, may I go to those scriptures, or you want me to wait?
I'm done, Mama. You roll with how God leads you.
Okay. All right. I'm coming from chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. It says, How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? And when I was reading that, I just think about how people they come to work and they just like robots, and they're just in a constant state of sleep. They don't do any more than what they're, than what they have to do when the boss gives them have the projects and say, it's your choice. They're not going to do it. They just stay in a constant. They'll continue, and it's just like they're just sleeping. They're just sleeping. They're just sleeping, and it says, yet a little sleep. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. This week, I've really been dealing with people and not working. And it's and this particular person wanted a job, but yet and still, they don't get up until about 12 or 1 o'clock. And there are missed opportunities. It's just like it's a season. It's this person's season to get a job. They need a job. This is their season. And they come with the excuse that, there's no jobs out there. I'm really looking, but it's no jobs out there. But then you'll hear them say, there's a job, someone will come to them and tell them that we have an opening. And then they'll say, I don't really want to do that. And again, there's no planning at all here. Because what happens is that verse 11 says, so shall your poverty come as one that travels, and your want as an armed man. They're constant in a state of begging. Begging, and where I'm going with this, we have to. How can we plan when we don't have the desire to do the work? And then we can plan, but don't do the work. So it still is not benefiting any. It's not beneficial to this person. And yet and still, they are always sleepy and they're always tired. And here he tells you what happened because, you may not – I have a situation in my body and sometimes I just sleep because I have medication. But then when I get up, I get to going and complete what I need to complete. So if we want to be successful – we have to have a plan, and, as we know, the Bible tells us that, you write down the vision. So if you don't have, to me, a plan, it's like a map. So, I'm going to go for a job, but I don't really know where I'm going. I'm just going to go and knock on office doors and see, can I get a job? And then I'm wondering why I'm not hired. I'm not hired because I didn't plan. I don't even know what I want to do. And yet that will leave, that's why I say it's like a person they're sleeping, sleepwalking. They go here, they're like robots. And sleeping will, and I just love this here. He said, yet a little sleep. And after the person has gone and made that run, then they come home and say, I'm so tired. And then it's a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. And the next thing that's going to happen is poverty. And then they'll say, this is no hiring out there. But they haven't even planned. You have to know what you want, and you have want to have a desire to want to work. I mean, it's just amazing. People don't want to be, you know, some people just don't want to work. They want to make $10 an hour, and they don't have any skills. They will not work at McDonald's. No, they don't pay enough. But yet still, they want to work, get a $100,000 job. So when we have, so when people have that mindset, they're not going to go anywhere. And people that are hiring can tell by the way you're carrying yourself. They because this is what they do, so they know whether you know how you can. When they ask you questions, you don't, you know, you really just can't hardly answer them. You just go around and around. And this is why planning is. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying this is why planning is, you know, is important, because you have to have a plan so you know where you're going. Okay.
You're right, and this is what I want us to pull back and really to have people to understand that this is not about bashing anyone that may be in whatever situation it is, right? You know, because that's not what we do here. And I understand what you're saying, Mama. And so I'll press on this point. I know I said I was going to be quiet, but I just can't help it tonight. Y'all got me.
That's all right.
The verses that you read are critical, right? Because in verse 9, particularly, verse 9 does something that a lot of other folks ain't trying to do. See, and you got to kind of look in between the words. You got to look at it, right? Verse 9 does something. It asks a question, right? The two questions that it asks, right, that wisdom is asking is, how long will you sleep and when you're going to wake up? See, I'm going to tell you what has to happen. We're talking about strategy of doing it together, right?
Yeah.
See, we don't need to talk about what folk ain't doing no more. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why we don't need to talk about what folk ain't doing. And I know that's good Dr. English. Because unless you're willing to ask the question, that's number one, as a member of a community idea, right, that cares about your brother or your sister, that it hurts you to see some of the things that they may not be doing to your perception or your own individual judgment. So one is, are you going to ask the question? As Brother Feaster would say, you have the courage enough to care to ask why they don't seem to get up and go to work. See, in PRF, we deal with conflict transformation. And in conflict transformation, we're dealing with the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
So not willing to ask the question, that's one thing. Are you willing to ask the question? And then the second thing is, watch this, are you willing to wait for the answer? See, that's where it starts to get deep for us. It may be simple for other folks in other shows, but that's where it gets deep for us here at PRF, right? Because we want to hear what the answer is. And your answer is your answer. There's a reason why you're giving that answer. There's a reason why you don't want to do certain things. But we have to be willing to hear that answer. And then once we hear the answer, it can't just be, and again, let's take the pattern of wisdom from Proverbs 6. The pattern of wisdom is not telling them what you have to do. See, the Apostle Paul was good at telling folk what they should do. And that's why so many folk messed up right now, because they don't understand the how to do. Husbands, love your wives. What the heck that look like? Wives, submit to your husbands. What does that really look like? When you got different cultures and different nationalities and all this other stuff. Context is important. But, Mama, you brought it up, so I'm going to go ahead and keep running with it.
Okay.
It asks the question, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? See, I didn't need to be quiet after that. What if the response is, for example, person is not saving, right? Let's just deal with planning and saving. A person is not planning their future. They want to go to, they say they're going to go to college, but here it is, January before you graduate, and you ain't filled out NAN application. You ain't even did a FAFSA. But here it is, January, and you're trying to go to a four-year institution and get a scholarship. Really? So I can see that person, that young person, that has not done those things. They're not planning. But the question is, what are you waiting on? Question is, why have you not done this? I'm and here's the reality. This is ministry right here, right? I may not like the answer that this joker gives to me. I'm waiting on my mama to help me out. I may not like that. But my response to that or my reaction to that is going to make all the difference in the world. Look, man, you need to get up off your butt, man. You need to do that because I'm telling you, you're going to be around here. You're going to be power of life and death lies within the tongue. So sometimes the way we approach these and respond to these things makes all the difference in the world. So here's something that since you brought the scripture out, I'm gonna go ahead and run with it, Mama.
Okay.
What happens in verse 10, you did bring it up. And I think it's valid because it's the scripture. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will bow. So a lot of times what we have to do is really just have people to consider the cause and effect based upon what we know about the situation. See, I can't tell you that you ain't going to get into college because it's January before you graduate and you haven't done anything right now. See, if there is a deadline that is January 15th and here it is the 14th and you ain't done nothing right now, I can easily say with that information, I can pretty much say that it's certain that you ain't going to get into that school because the deadline is tomorrow and you ain't even done your essay yet. So they don't even have time to get it because it says that it must be received by the 15th. Here it is the 14th, and you ain't even sending nothing out. But instead of going, just leaving it there, why not give them the option? Well, you may need to go ahead and look at community college. What you going to do? So now the ball is back in their court. See, sometimes we see people not doing certain things, Mama, and we want the best for them, what we think is best for them. We want them to have certain experiences, right?
Yes.
But I can't make you do anything. And so let's take the wisdom from Proverbs 6. I'm glad you brought it out. The wisdom from Proverbs 6 says, let me just give you a caution. You sit there, you keep sleeping till midnight, right? And that's the way I said it, but I don't read it in a sarcastic manner, just like I kind of said it. But, you know, you never know how I'm going to say it. You keep on sleeping till 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Keep on lying around the house, not doing anything. You keep not using the hands that God gave you to fill out job applications, but scrolling and liking and posting and sharing everything on Facebook because I see it popping up on my phone as I'm at work, then life may be difficult for you. That's a different approach. Because if we're talking about ministry, I'm still being real with them, but how I approach them makes all the difference in the world. Because this says, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. If we can help people so much in community by helping people understand cause and effect. The cause is extra sleep, more slumbering, folding the hands. The effect is poverty is going to pounce on you. You know what pouncing means? Oh, my goodness. Have you ever seen a bear pounce on an animal? Have you ever seen an orangutan or a gorilla pounce on something? It ain't fun looking. Go watch Net Geo. And you'll see what I'm talking about. It's not fun. It doesn't look good. It looks painful. See, again, remember I said we got to take the words off the page and make them relative to people. So by me helping you to understand, like, Mama, you just like, you thought about what it felt like. You had a visual of what it could have been like for an animal, those animals that I mentioned, to pounce on something else.
Yes.
So I may have to say, you know what? Poverty may pounce on you like a bandit, just like a 400-pound gorilla will pounce on a little child that gets away from their parent at the zoo and climbs over into the gorilla pen before the animal caretakers can get the child out. Oh, my goodness. That's horrible. Yes, brother such and such. Yes, sister such and such. That's what the heck poverty looks like. It's painful. It affects the child. What affects the child affects the parent. Death can occur. Y'all know I'm extreme. Y'all know y'all been around me long enough to be, we've been on the air too many years. You know, I'm going to the extreme because poverty is extreme. So that's where we want to be. We want to help folks with successful, proven strategies. If it's a proven strategy for the ant, since it has been a proven strategy for the ant. Now, you think about this. They talking about ants back in the biblical days, and we still got ants today, and they still doing the same thing. It seems like you got a system that works, y'all.
Yes.
They got a system that works. I don't know what the heck are we doing. But they got a system that works. So my thing is, if we're going to do, if we're going to be wise, then let us go ahead and just use a practical strategy of doing this thing together. And so we'll just keep on flowing with this. We'll keep flowing with this theme. I know next week, we're going to be talking about more practical strategies. So the first one, or the number one we're talking about, is doing it together, doing it in a community. There's a scripture, I believe it's in Proverbs, that says a 2-4 cord is strong, but a 3-4 cord not easily broken. That's a loose translation. We have the ability to do great and mighty things. If you are a believer and you have accepted Christ, Christ has already said, which has been passed down to us, greater work than these shall you do.
Yes.
Greater works than the ant have we the ability to do as human beings. Greater works as believers with the Spirit of God living inside of us can we do as God's children. Okay. Mama, I'm done for real.
Okay.
I'm done. So, Mama, if you have a final 30-second last word, please go ahead and give it, because I'm about to drop the mic and we are about to get out of here.
Okay. I was just going to comment on how important planning is. Planning is very important, and when we plan, when I plan, I can see it, and I can look at it and see, oh no, that's not right. You know, not just go there and expect to you know, to be successful, there has to be a plan. And whatever you're planning, you should have a passion about it, not just plan it because somebody else is doing it. Amen.
Well, we thank everybody for sitting down at the table with us and listening. Join us again next week, next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of the PRF Table. Again, we're talking from the topic of a fresh biblical, the planning and saving. And so we want you to get into this conversation. Visit us on Facebook, PRF Teaching Ministry, or if you just go facebook.com/PRF. But you can get to everything through our website, prfministry.org. There's also a donate button where you can go and you can contribute if God is so leading your heart's desire for us to continue to do this work that we're doing, not just here at the PRF Table on the air, but also out in the communities. God is doing some great things with this ministry and with those of us who are laboring in his vineyard, and we just want to continue to be able to do all that we can for God's people and beyond. And so with that, my brothers and my sisters, look, we love you. We want you to just have the best life that God actually has for you. So with that, we want you to come again. Join us next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the PRF Table. Until then, God bless you, and we love you.